Welcome to the Apartment Rockstar Podcast. On this episode, Robert is a guest on the Get Real Wealth radio show with Steve Davis.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and today my special guest is Robert Martinez. Robert Martinez is an award-winning real estate investor. He has helped hundreds, it's got to be hundreds of families be able to invest passively into apartment complexes without having to work, without having to go, you know, find apartment complexes, learn how to run apartment complexes, and so on. And I believe he's pretty close to 4,000 units, or he may have passed 4,000 units because he's got a couple of deals closing now. But let's welcome Robert to the show. Robert, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Man, Steve, hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. It's always great to talk to you. I know you were working on two apartment complexes. I believe it was two, right, that you're trying to close now?
Yeah, what we did was we wound up walking away from them for the time being. Based on the situation and everything going on, we felt that it was best to focus our efforts on the 3,800 units that we have. As you know, we've raised over $100 million in investor capital since 2011. And a lot of that is my mom's, my money, my kids' money, my friends' money, and, you know, really the investors who become my friends. And I just didn't feel like it was right now was the time with so much uncertainty to go look at new acquisitions, put my team at risk when we have issues that we need to take care of at home.
Yeah, and there's going to be a tremendous opportunity, after the COVID response is over. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think you're 100% right. I think what this has taught everybody, this virus has taught everybody, it has literally tested everybody's liquidity, it's tested their solvency, and it tested what they were doing when times were good. Were you just relying and believing that times were going to be like this all the time, or were you preparing for when it might not be like that? We were very fortunate 36 months ago, we recognized that we had some holes in our business, and one of them was, what happens in the event that people want to stop coming to our office? We literally had that conversation. We thought it was going to be because, you know, everything's going to fast food society, right? Netflix killed Blockbuster, Amazon killed Toys R Us and Sears and everybody else. So what's going to take care of the leasing office? Well, it's speed, right? Anything that saves time saves money. And so we prepared ourselves for a day when we would no longer need leasing offices. So we recruited the right people, we spent the right money, and we have virtual reality tours set up right now. All of our tours right now are done online only. In fact, since I think when we first closed the offices March 23rd, we received over 170 leases. 70% of those leases have been through online only, which means that they didn't talk to our staff at all. They went through the whole process online. They did the deposit. They did the application fee. They did the employment check. They did the verification check. And most importantly, they toured the property using the videos that we've created. We're very excited. I mean, this is a time that separates, you know, the wartime generals from the peacetime generals.
And the virtual tours, is that like where you've got the 360 degree, you can walk into the unit and turn left, turn right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like you go to like a little dollhouse, you click the play button, it takes in every single room. Then we have like little magic buttons there that show you what it looks like outside. So you can go to the fitness center, you can go to the barbecue pavilion area, you can go to the pool area, and it really gives you a in-depth, surreal look of what living at our apartment community looks like.
That's phenomenal. And you said 170 leases?
Yeah, we've had 170 leases since the day that we closed. And 70% of them, that was about 6 weeks ago, that 70% of those leases came directly through the website only. I mean, they didn't come and schedule an appointment at the office. That's 70%, that's over 100 leases at 70%, right, that we would not have gained. So right now, we're gaining market share. Occupancies are up. Renewals are really up. So I think we're going to have actually higher valuation if things work out by the end of the year because everything's pointing north. We had our best spring leasing season in terms of occupancy that we've ever had.
What do you think is going to happen once COVID's completely, we're released from all the COVID response?
Yeah.
Do you see more and more people continuing to do that online, or do you think your offices are going to get busy again, or a combination? What's going to go on?
I think when people are not early adopters, right? You know, over the COVID-19 time, right? Netflix picked up 60 million new subscribers. Where were they? They were the, why weren't they doing it before? So I think it's one of those things where people get, you have early adopters and you have late adopters. I think now people recognize the strength and the power of working at home. I think people recognize that they may want to go this route. They may not want to come into the office either for health, safety, risk, or what I first said, just the opportunity to save time. You know, and that's what happened with Netflix, and that's what happened with everything else. And it's push of the button. They want to go online. They want to see where they're going to move. They want to get to the best experience possible. They want to read the reviews. They want to see what other people are saying about your community, and they're making their decisions that way.
So what's going to be your goal over the next 12 months as far as acquisitions?
For sure. So obviously everybody's pointing to opportunities in the market, and I believe there will be some. You know, I'm very fortunate. I've been through several up and downs, including the Great Recession. I mean, my whole career got started, as you remember, you and I met back in December of 2007 when I first joined, you know, and I'm sorry, January of 2007. We bought our first deal in December 2007, right? So I was there right before the Great Recession. So I got to see the peak of it and what happened afterwards. And I can tell you there were significant deals later on after this contraction. Now, the government did not come in to the level that they did right now. There was no enhanced, you know, unemployment benefits. Right now in the state of Texas, you know, if you're unemployed, you know, through the federal government, you can get an extra $600 a week on top of the normal unemployment benefits. That wasn't around for people back in 2008. They did have a stimulus check. I think I recall that. But there was definitely not that extra benefit. There wasn't all these, you know, PPP, government small business loans available to keep the doors open, to keep the staff employed. I think they learned from that Great Recession. And so I think it'll be a minimal impact as to what the Great Recession was, especially because that lasted a lot longer than this. This we'll be out of this in 60 more days. I fully believe that. I think we'll be back to business, you know, this weekend. I went to dinner for the first time with my girlfriend, and we hung out, and we had a fantastic time, and we went to the pool the next day and at a nice resort and spent a few dollars because we were just so cooped up. So I think that momentum is going to carry, and I think in the next, you know, I think the big number is May 18th is when the rest phase two starts up. But 45, 60 days from now, I think we're going to be looking okay. People are going to be, they're going to be back. It's just going to determine on people's, what's the word, on people's surety that it's going to continue. You know, we've changed everybody's pattern, right? I never thought about, you know, washing my hands as much as I do before. I never thought about staying 6 feet apart from anybody, right? So it's going to take a little while to uncondition us, to unwire us, because the government scared us so badly, you know? And so now it's going to take a little time for that to unwind. But I can tell you, here in the state of Texas, here in Houston, Texas, people want to be out. They want to be out there. They want to get back to reality. Everybody's tired of cooped up watching TV, watching movies, subscribing to Netflix, and watching videos where there was no C-19 virus in the video, in the movie. And they want to get back to that. Nobody wants a new norm. They want to go back to the old norm. They want to go back to the reality we lived in. So it just depends on how fast that happens.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be quick as well, because it's like pent-up need. People are going to want to go to restaurants. They're going to want to go to the movie theaters. They're going to want to go to the resorts, back to the beach, back to Vegas, all the fun stuff that we've missed. It's going to be incredible.
Remember when this happened to you? This happened during spring break. I mean, my spring break got canceled. One of my best buddies at work, he got to go to Disney the week before, and my trip got canceled, right? And we missed that time together. We missed that family time. And people want to spend that time together. They want to go and spend a few dollars and have their memories.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's going to blow up. So let's talk about this investor. You and I are going to film a video next Monday. And tell the people a little bit about the story of this individual, Luis, correct?
Yes, Luis.
Luis. Yeah. And what he did to turn that money into over $1 million.
Yeah, so Luis was a casualty of the Great Recession. And he had bought into the stock market like a lot of other people did, because that's how we're conditioned. We are wired to go to school, get good grades, and then guess what? Get a good job and invest in the stock market. And that's what we do. We don't know anything else. And he did that, and he got crushed. He, the same story that my mom and dad went through, they got crushed during the recession. And I think he was down to his last hundred and some thousand dollars of retirement money. He really didn't know what to do. He was willing to try anything else. He and I met at a real estate event, and he liked me. His wife got to talk to me. She asked me a bunch of questions, and I was doing my very, very first fundraise back in 2010, and he put $100,000 into that first deal. Well, again, this was bought in 2010, 2 years post-recession, the greatest pricing you could ever have imagined. I mean, I picked up the deal that he invested in. I think we picked up for $24,000 a door, and today it's probably worth closer to $100,000 a door. And we've refinanced a couple of times, and we still have a tremendous amount of equity. But what happened was we made so much money on those deals, on those early deals, that he redeployed them immediately into another deal the very next year. We refinanced a huge part of the cash out in 12 months. We were still in the recession. So here he comes in 2010. We bought another deal together in 2011. The same thing happened again. I took a bad deal for $15,500 a door. That's worth closer to $90,000 a door. And we refinanced twice again. And so those early deals created the seed money for all his other deals. And so, believe it or not, I mean, if you're on this WebEx or Zoom, whatever we're going to do, you'll see it. We turned $100,000, his last $100,000, that's all that was left from being crushed in the stock market, to well over $1 million. I think it's actually close to $1.7 million invested in multiple opportunities, multiple apartment complexes that pay him a yearly cash flow, still have equity in the deals, and created a 17 times return in less than 10 years. Oh, in 10 years.
That's incredible. All right, we got to get a break, Robert. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Robert Martinez. We'll talk more about passive investing when we come back. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Robert Martinez, who has about 3,800 units of apartments. He was describing some deals, and it's exactly how he helped this one individual who had been crushed by the, you know, recession of 2008, 2009, 2010, who knows when it really ended, and took $100,000 up to about $1.7 million. So Robert, how many people have you helped total? You said you've pulled together $100 million.
Yeah, so it's a total of $100 million in investment capital. I mean, that comes from teachers, you know, doctors, dentists, you know, just everyday people. Everyday people.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people are, you know, subject to the ups and downs of the stock market because they just don't believe they can do what you're doing, Robert. They don't know anything about it. You said it very well when you said, get a job that pays as much as you can, put your money in the stock market, save in IRAs, 401ks, and it, you know, it's proven not to be very effective to do that, but the people do it because they just don't know any other way. And it's so important for people to get out and educate themselves, attend seminars, read books. What's your favorite book, Robert?
My favorite book, I say, would be Rich Dad Poor Dad. It's a book that it's so funny. I actually read that straight out of college. I knew I had an entrepreneurial mindset. I knew I wanted to do something. But, you know, like you were saying, I'm an everyday person. Mom and Dad didn't teach me that stuff. You know, no. My dad worked at Waterbury for 40 years. My mother worked at Levi's and later Hager's before the plants closed down and moved to Mexico. You know, it's like real estate was not in my family's background. So I wasn't shown it. And reading a book like Rich Dad Poor Dad showed me a different side of looking at life. And then later on, I wound up joining a real estate club, just like your real estate club, you know, and I got with people and I learned a little bit but more importantly, I networked. I got around the right people. I asked the right questions and I educated myself. You know, what I do is not rocket science. I think I'm very good at it. And I think we've got a hell of a team that we've done. And I think we're probably better at it than most, but a lot of people can do the same thing that I do. They just got to get exposed, they got to get educated, and they need to find a mentorship group. They need to find somewhere where there's like-minded people around them, where you can all share the dream, you can all drink out of the same pond, drink the Kool-Aid, and everybody helps each other out.
Yeah, and it's also that point about being around like and kind-minded people. I've got a question for you. When you're out with your old friends, and you tell them what you're doing. Let's go back to the beginning when you were first doing it and you hadn't had all this success yet. Wasn't it weird? They kind of were, all my friends were negative about it. It was like, oh, that's risky, that's this, that's the other. It's hard if you're out there on your own trying to change your life, trying to change your financial destiny, and it's just, you know, one guy said this to me. He goes, I join real estate investor groups because being a real estate investor is lonely. You're out there on your own. Nobody understands what you're doing. You're getting great results, but nobody knows because you can't go around bragging about it. What do you think of that?
I think you're right. I think what you're sharing is the exact same story of pretty much everybody else that knows that invests in real estate. You know, everybody wants to poke a hole in it. Nobody wants to take a risk. Nobody wants to go out. They want to continue to go with what they were taught. But the thing is, what you were taught is making you dissatisfied. What you were taught is not getting you to where you want to go. So why would you continue to do that? You know, and they're exactly right. I remember when I told my parents what I was doing, they thought it was risky. They thought it was scary. Oh my God, you're doing so well. You're making 100 and some thousand a year. Why would you want to do that? You've got this great income. You're doing so much better than us. You know? And that's the thing, is that you're already doing so much better than us.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to get around people that not only support you, but are actually ahead of you. If you are the smartest guy in your circle, you need another circle, a friend. You know, you asking the question, you know, I'm like, of my old friends, God, I hate to say this, you know, I just don't have a lot of those old friends anymore. You know, because I think what happens is you find a level of success and they can't duplicate it, or they don't want to duplicate it, or they keep waiting for you to fail and you don't fail.
Yeah.
You know, because we're all taught real estate's risky. We're all taught all these horror stories, and it's not true. It's only true if you don't follow the plan. It's true if you don't do it the right way. You know, and you open yourself up to risk, well, then you deserve to fail if you don't do it the right way. You know, I know at your club, you all teach them the right way, how to buy a single-family house, how to be a good landlord, how to structure the lease contract so that it works for you. You know, I just rented my first house. I'm never going to own another house again, I think. I rented a really beautiful house here in the River Oaks area, and it's first-time renters, right? And they miss so many little things that I do on an everyday basis at our apartment complexes. You know, from the proper checks to requiring that I have renter's insurance to just making sure that they're covered. You know, and they're not. I'm not going to take advantage of them, but they're not covered. They didn't even require me to have renter's insurance. Renter's insurance is a given. You need to make sure that whoever moves into your property that you put your blood, sweat, and tears in and your equity in is covered and can protect your asset in the event that things happen, because guess what? Life happens. Things will happen.
Oh, yeah.
Those are just a couple of the ideas that I know you teach.
Yeah, insurance is the least expensive thing you'll ever buy. Yet provides such incredible resources in the event of something going wrong. So what's your goal? I've got a question here from a friend of the show. How do you think about these investments? Do you have a profit goal per door?
I don't know if it's broken down per door. What I do is we try to target deals that are first in growth areas where the demographics make sense for us, where we believe that there's going to be income growth and not a whole lot of competition. When we do buy an area, we want to cluster around that area. I don't want to just buy one deal in, I don't know, let's say Kingsville. I want to buy other deals in Kingsville, or I don't want to buy a deal in South Houston. I want to buy other deals in South Houston because I want to take advantage of the economies of scale. So when we're buying a deal, today's numbers, we're looking at closer to 6 or 7% cash on cash return. That's just the cash though. And that's not what people should be focused on. They should be focusing on the equity. What does that deal do? Because I can tell you what, on that deal that Luis did, I promised 8 to 10%, maybe 10% back in the day. I never would have imagined that when we sold that very first deal, one of the deals that he and I sold together, it would have made almost 700% return. The first deal that he and I are in, a deal that we bought in 2010 in Humble, I mean, that one has probably got, if we were to sell today, in excess of 700% return, 800% return on the other deal. You know, it's just, you got to factor in owning the deal for a period of time and then not just doubling, but in our case, we always predict at least a 3x return. So if you hold it for us in that 7 to 10 year time frame that we tell you when we buy the deal, we're going to promise you, well, we're promising you, but we're going to project for you 3x return. So don't focus on the 6-7% return. That's not what got that guy that kind of return that he got. That's not what got Luis 100,000 to 1.7. That came from the equity growth. That came from the return on his money, the return on the capital, not just the cash flow.
So yeah, the cash flow is icing on the cake in that scenario.
Absolutely. The cash flow is everything, but the net worth gets built when the property doubles, triples, quadruples in value. Now you got something. Now you're cooking.
Yeah, that's amazing. And some of the stuff that's coming up in your goals would be to acquire, I think your goal is to get to 10,000 units, right?
Yeah, it's a journey, really, Steve, and it's a goal. You know, I have a whole production team that they record what we do on a daily basis, you know, that they're out there watching us, so we can look back for posterity and watch it. We put it out there on YouTube to kind of create a brand for our company, you know, but it's, you know, that's just the first step, because I think that's going to come pretty quickly. Because guess what? When you're returning that kind of returns that we're doing, people come to you. You know, I've yet to spend one single dollar of marketing, a real money to pay for this equity. The equity has come to me word of mouth, or people want to be in one of our deals. So I'm just going to keep buying, and I'm having a lot of fun. I mean, we're doing things that I know no one else is doing, and as long as we're having fun, we're going to keep doing it.
And that's a key point that we bring up on this show all the time. You should be doing, if you're going to invest your time into something, it should be something that's fun, that you love, that you're passionate about. And that's why I love investing with people like you, because I don't get that jazzed about running an apartment complex. Now, I get jazzed about teaching. I love to teach and consult, but I don't. Managing property is just not my thing, but I love to be with somebody like you because you do love it. It is your passion, and you're incredible at it.
I appreciate it. I have a very competitive spirit, is what I have. And I'm really blessed that I've been able to recruit the right people. I've got Melissa, I've got Sam, Tracy, Rosie. I got my entire group, and everybody's competitive. Everybody wants to win, you know, and whether that starts with me or whether that's how they're wired, you know, it's a lot of fun when everybody wants to win. Everybody's pulling in the same motion. We're building a future, a mega business of what we're doing. And it's a lot of fun because no one's ever done it like this. We're trying to grow. We're trying to follow our own map. And, you know, it's just about having a lot of fun. And guess what? As you're having fun, you know, you're bringing in these kind of quality people who don't know how to lose. You know, you start to have tremendous results.
And, if you get results-oriented people, it sounds like your team is just like you. You're attracting good people, which is a skill set. But your personality is going to attract good people. Because I get energized, and I have openly admitted I don't like to run property. But when I talk to you, I'm like, man, that sounds like fun. It's crazy. Crazy. Okay. Well, I sure appreciate it. We got to go to break. We'll get you back on probably in about 2 weeks. Thank you so much, Robert, for coming on.
Hey, as always, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. All right, this is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you, Robert Martinez, again, for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge and your energy and your passion. This is AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Apartment Rockstar podcast. If you're interested in investing with Rockstar Capital, feel free to sign up at rockstarcapital.com or email investing@rockstar-capital.com. This has been a production of Rockstar Capital.